Thank the Lord. Book of Numbers, chapter 10, verse number 31. The Bible said here, and he said, "Leave us not, I pray thee, for as much as thou knowest how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and thou mayest be to us instead of eyes. And thou mayest be to us instead of eyes." Read just a little bit in chapter 13, in the first verse there. The Bible said, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them." Drop down to verse 17. The Bible said here, "And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, Get you up this way southward, and go up into the mountain, and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, what the cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not. And be ye of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land." Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Reb, as men come to Hamath. And they ascended by the south and came to Hebron, where Ahimam, Shishai, and Talmai, the children of Anak, were. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. And they came unto the brook of Eshcol and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bare it between two upon a staff. And they brought the pomegranates and other figs. The place was called the brook of Eshcol because of the cluster of grapes with the children of Israel cut down from thence. And they returned from the searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron, to all the congregation of the children of Israel, unto the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them, and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told them and said, We came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land. The cities are walled and very great, and moreover we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so were we in their sight. Amen. Would you stretch your hand this way? Pray that the Lord would help us. I do thank you, Lord, for another opportunity and the privilege of being in your house. I thank you for what you've already blessed us and privileged us to hear. I pray that you move again in this service. Lord, we are forever indebted unto you, and I thank you for how you've already been moving and working. And I pray that you touch us in our feebleness and in our weakness. I pray you give us words, Lord, that you would desire us to deliver. I pray you'd inspire us and anoint us, for it's all in you, and we praise you for it. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. At verse 32, the Bible said, "And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, The land through which we have gone to search it, is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so were we in their sight."
Right.
If the Lord would help us for just a little while, I'd love to try to preach to us just a simple message with the Lord's help. On whose eyes are you looking through?
Right. Come on.
Whose eyes are you looking through?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. They tell me that in this world that we live in, I think they say there are seven great wonders. Seven wonderful places that eyes need to look at and eyes need to behold. As far as I know, I've only been to one of them places. We've got to see Niagara Falls, and it is an awesome sight.
Yes.
Beautiful. Just wonderful and lovely. But as far as I know, all those other places I've never seen, and I probably never will get to lay my eyes on them. So I have to depend and lean and trust in what others tell me about them places. And you probably are the same way. There's things in this life that people will describe to us, that people will tell us about, and according to their description, and according to what they tell us about it, that will be what we think in our mind about that thing. Every service, it amazes me that there are so many different opinions and sayings and descriptions of every service that we are involved in. You can ask one person, "What kind of service did you have last night?" "It was glorious. It was wonderful. You should have been there. The Spirit of the Lord was moving and working and blessing and helping in such a wonderful way." And they'll make you want to be in the next service. And ask somebody else that was in the same service, that saw the same things, that felt the same things. And they'll say, "Well, it's pretty dry last night. Didn't much happen yesterday morning. Didn't much take place in that service. They just never got a hold of it. The singers couldn't sing. The testifiers couldn't testify. And the preacher just never got a hold of it." And it's totally different stories out of the same service and out of the same meeting. And Moses is in a place everybody can't go to spy out the land. And the Bible said Moses chose 12 men out of the 12 tribes of Israel. And he tasked them with a great task. And he told them, "Now everybody can't go to look at the land of Canaan. But God does want everybody to be in that land. God desires His people to dwell in that place. And what you bring us word back will depend whether or not they go, whether or not they desire, whether or not they hunger. I want y'all to search the land out. Look at it up and down, in and out. See if it's got wood in it. See if it's a good land. See if the cities are walled. Tell us if it floweth with milk and honey. Tell us if it's good or bad. And we will believe what you say." And there was 12 men that went to spy out that land. And the Bible said that 2 of them came back with a good report. And 10 of them came back with a bad report. And it's very important whose report you listen to. Whose eyes you look through. And Moses in a place he didn't go with them. He is going to have to depend on what they say. He's going to have to go on what they tell him. And the Bible said they went, I think, for 40 days. And they searched the land out. They looked it up and down. They ate of the fruit of it. They slept in the land of it. They watched the sun rise in it. And they came back. And the Bible said that the children of Israel gathered together in a congregation. And there's hearts there that are eager to hear. They've been waiting 40 days. Are we ready to go? Are we willing to get in that altar? Is it going to be worth our efforts to pack our bags up and get our children together? Is it a good place to raise a family? And they come with open ears. And they come with an open mind. Paint me a picture. Draw me a portrait. Tell me something that'll make my mind up. Hey, God. Oh, I feel the goodness of the Lord. As I was praying this morning, I thought about some scriptures in the New Testament. It said these words, and they bring a blind man unto Jesus. It talked in another place about Barnabas. And the Bible said that he was passing by Jericho and he heard a great tumult. And Barnabas looked at some men and said, what meaneth the sound of this great tumult? And the Bible said they looked at him and said, Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. I wonder if they knew how great of a position that they held to Barnabas. He's in a place he can hear that something's taking place, but he's got no eyes. But if you'll describe it to me, I'll paint a picture in my mind. And if you tell me there's nothing to it, and there ain't nothing about that man that I should scream and holler and get his attention that I want. But if you describe to me a man that I need to talk to and a man that I need to go to, it don't matter what nobody says, I'm going to cry with all of my heart. I'm trying to preach this. Whose eyes are you looking through? And here's Moses, all of Israel, young, middle-aged, and elders. They've been hearing a lot about Canaan.
Right.
God has promised them a land that floweth with milk and honey.
Right.
They're used to onions. They've been used to garlic.
Right.
They've been used to leeks. They've been used to whips and they've been used to harsh language. They've been used to cruel bondage. They've been beat low and they've been discouraged heavily. But now they've been told about a land and 12 men went and looked at it. And they're coming out with a heart. All it's going to take is just a little nudging and they'll go into that place. All it's going to take is just a little shove, just a little push, just a little nudge in the right direction. And they'll go. Anything better than Egypt. And here come these men. And 10 of them get up and say, there's giants there. They're stronger than us. They're mightier than us. You can't have service there. You can't have a revival in that place. The land eats you up. The land destroys you. You can't live that way. You'll die. You'll perish trying. And you can see their smiles as it drops to frown. You can see their anticipation as it drops to nothing and they lose their desire. One scripture said the heart of Israel melted. Now if it melts, it had to be together before it melted. The more these men talk, the more you can see the color draining out of their face. They was ready. They was absolutely ready to go into the land of Canaan.
Yeah.
And these men started naming them off. Walled cities. Giants dwell there. The sons of Enoch are there. There's Canaanites in the south. There's Jebusites in the north. This country is by Jordan. This country's over there. And they're all unified against me and against you. There ain't even no sense in us trying. Let us just turn around and go back. Let us just sit right here and make camp here. And in the midst of all of that, the Bible said that Caleb steeled the people. In my own eyes and in my own mind and in my own thinking, he got up and said, wait a minute, I saw the same thing you saw, and that ain't my report. Yes, I saw giants, but I saw a river that was pure honey. I saw a river that was pure milk. Even I want to tell us, it's worth it to live for God. Yes, you can make it. Bartimaeus, get his attention. You'll not be disappointed, and he's touching you.
Help him.
Whose eyes are you looking through?
Yeah, come on, help him, Lord. Oh, touching God.
To hear some in Israel talk is just useless.
Come on now.
Yeah. All right.
We're beat down.
Yeah.
Our walls are burnt.
Yeah. Help
Our gates are gone.
Come on,
our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. There ain't no use in us even trying. That day as one man, God was moving on his heart.
Yeah.
And the Bible said he rode his donkey. And it got so bad he couldn't ride his donkey anymore. And he walked through the rubbish. And he saw the burning. And he looked at the people and saw their hearts just down. He saw them discouraged and not willing to fight. And the Bible said that he rose up and he said, let us rise up and build. We cannot build. Oh, yes, we can. I see a vision of the Lord moving. I see a vision of a church being strong and being steadfast with walls that are high and walls that are thick. I'd love to tell us there is help in the altars. There is a reason to endure. There is a reason to fight this good fight. God can win. You can make it to heaven. You can receive that welcome. If you'll just try, you can make it there. It's important what somebody sees through your eyes. What kind of report do I care?
Come on.
What kind of report?
Come on.
Or what kind of picture do I paint that my children are looking at?
All right, right. Preaching God.
Somebody said that his tongue was the pen of a ready writer. Hey, what about it, Paul? I've been hearing some bad reports about how things are going.
Come on.
Been hearing some bad reports about what's happening to them that's following Jesus. I've been hearing some bad reports about what's happening to them that's trying to live like you preach. And Paul looked up and said, for I reckon. He's a painting him a picture now. And there's some ready eyes that are looking at it. And they're going to do depending on what he draws. Some of them's ready to just give up, and some of them's ready to go forward. And it all depends on the picture that he paints in front of them in that service. When he stands up and he looks at them and sees that one's teetering and that one's almost gone. Lord, give me the right words to say in the service. And he stands up and says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this life are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in the saints. Hear me. And you can see some that are ready to throw in the towel. They fold it, put it in their pocket. If he can say that with them stripes and bruises, then I can tell it's going to be with that. Go on!
Yes!
Yes!
Preaching God. Preaching God. Helping God.
John the Revelator. What about it?
Come on now.
Looking through your eyes now.
Yeah. Yeah.
We look through a glass darkly.
Yeah.
So it's very important the picture we paint to them that's looking at that dark glass.
Yes.
Right. All we know about John the Beloved is he's on an Isle of Patmos.
Yeah.
He's there to be punished.
Come on,
he ain't on a vacation. He's there to be punished.
Right.
And the Bible said on that island, he writes down a book. We call it Revelations.
Yeah.
And he's going to send it to the churches.
Come on now.
He's going to send it to his brethren. He's going to send it to them sisters.
Come on,
he's going to send it to them brothers that are just, you know, fighting a good fight of faith.
Yeah.
And can you see some of them? Is it worth it? Is a good land as they open up the pages and they read where John said, I heard a voice behind me that said, John, weep not. See? He's weeping.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be worth it. And I heard a voice behind me that said, John, weep not, for behold, on the Isle of Patmos, for look at, in your punishment, the Lamb of God, even that is able to loose the seals thereof, and to open the book thereof. Hear me. And then I heard him say, come up a little higher. You mean in punishment, I can be lifted up. If you stay with God, you can. But you got to stay with him. In punishment, in trouble, Brother Bobby, he's going to let you come up higher if you stay with him. Hear me just a little while, church. Been some men right where you at. Hey, been some men in the same shoes you were in. Look through their eyes just a little bit. Praise God. Don't look through the wrong set of eyes now. You'll give up, Brother Bobby. Look through the right set of eyes. Amen. Some men stood right where you at. And hear what they say. They say, we are well able. We are strong enough. We are able enough. And then when he got to be 80-some years old, he said, what about it? And he said these words, I am as able now as I was then. That land is as good now as it was then. And I'm going in it. I saw it. I beheld it. And it's worth it. Hey, church, it's going to be worth it. I'm talking about a painting, Brother Bobby. It lasted 40-something years. Grapes that turned to seeds. But he could look at that seed and say, I remember the grape that this seed was in. And I'm going to plant it in that same soil that grew it. And there's a few young men that got to looking through Caleb's eyes. You think it's that good? I know it's that good. You think it's that well? I know it's that well. I'm going to follow you. Praise God. Hey, there's a lot of them that died in the wilderness. There's a few that lived.
Come on.
And they lived because of pain and that they saw Joshua painting them. What are you doing, Joshua? I'm drawing you a picture of what I saw in that blood. You mean it was that beautiful? Yeah, that ain't even worthy to be compared. For John the Revelator said this, I saw things that were unworthy or unlawful for a mortal man to utter. I saw some things that Webster cannot describe. I saw some things that are higher than the high, that are mightier than the mighty, that are beautiful than the beautiful. I love to tell us, yes, look through the right eyes and you'll go on. Look through the eyes of them.
Yes,
and slide him back.
Come on, brother.
And you'll slide back.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, come on. Help him, God.
I think one year we tried to preach here about bad company.
Yeah.
You don't need to have no close friends that ain't saved.
Come on.
I'll tell you something else. You need to watch who you hang around in church.
Come on, touch it.
They ain't got nothing good to say about the house of God. Get away from
it.
Somebody said, a young man went to, years ago in 1800, went to a city. And I met an atheist. That atheist told him, said, I used to believe like you.
Come on, little judge.
I had parents raise me like your
Come
parents
on,
did. But I learned better. And that preacher in 1800s talked to that young man, said, and if you hang around him long enough, you'll learn better too. If you hang around them with a bad report long enough, you'll have a bad report. And with a bad report, you'll never go into Canaan. With a bad report, you'll never go into the deep things of God. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man. The things that the Lord hath prepared for them that love Him. And it went on to say these words, yea, the Spirit searcheth the deep things of God. And if you look through some eyes like Ezekiel, it said, I found a place, it was real good. But somebody said, wait out a little deeper, and it got better. And he said, wait out a little deeper, and it got better. And he said, wait out a little deeper, and I found waters. How do you describe it? It was waters to swim in. Well, get us a song, man. My wife come around.
Touching Jesus.
She's been sick. I don't know if she's able.
God.
I'm trying to preach to us.
Come on, brother.
Whose eyes are you looking through?
Oh, God.
Sometimes you can tell the direction somebody will go.
Yes.
Simply by looking at whose eyes they're looking through. Somebody loves to run people down. If you hang around them, you won't think nothing about running people down. It'll come as natural as drinking water. Somebody's bitter, you hang around them, you'll be just as bitter as bitter can be. Because you've been looking through eyes of bitter. But you look through sweet eyes. You look through Caleb's eyes, and as the brother preached so good, you'll be moving. You'll be following. You'll be working. And there was some that followed Caleb right up that hill. There's a young man right by Jonathan, and Jonathan, he said, what are you doing? Jonathan said, I'm going to go up this mountain right here. There's a whole army up there. Why are you going to do that? It may be that the Lord will fight for me. I can't tell you that He will for certain, but it just might be that the Lord will fight for you. You think so? Well, sure I do. I'm going to follow you. Hurry. Oh, I've got to hurry. He was a man, was a leper. And we liken that disease and the sin. Just a little woman, not a preacher, not an evangelist, not a pastor. Just a little woman said, let me paint you a picture. Would to God that my Lord was down in Israel. That a prophet down there that would recover him of his disease. He's a God down there in that land that's able to heal to the uttermost. And he got to looking through her eyes. I ain't never been down there before. I ain't never heard him preach before. But do you believe that? I believe it with all of my heart. I've been in the services. I've been in his presence. You believe the Lord's that good? I believe it with all of my heart. I can't tell you how much I believe that this is a good way. Because I've tasted. He's good. Stand with us if you will. And the Bible said he looked at that picture
until he said, saddle my donkey. Where are you going, captain of the host?
Come on.
I'm going down there to that tent.
Yes, yes, yes.
What are you going down there to a tent for when we got palaces? I believe what she's saying. I'd like to send somebody to the Savior just by what I say and live. Oh, Brother Lord, if they look through my eyes, I want them to see something good. Balaam said, he that hath his eyes open says, I see a star coming up out of Israel. And that star arose with healing in his wings.
Yes, yes.
If you look through the right eyes, you won't leave, you won't falter, you won't go back. You'll go forward. Because the further into Canaan you go, the better it gets.
Yes.
Oh, I'm feeling the power of God. Hey, y'all.
Yeah.
I've been there in Washington, D.C., and I was a long ways from that White House. But it's a beautiful sight.
Yeah.
I ain't never been in it. But they tell me the more you go in it, the more to catch your breath.
Yeah.
I tell you, the White House is a tent compared to things of God.
Yeah.
Being saved just to start, it only gets better. Oh, hallelujah. Right, God. The writer said the journey gets sweeter as the days go by. I say get in there and dig. It only gets better. It can't get better than getting saved. I know it's hard to believe, but if you'll press, if you'll push, if you'll pray, it'll get sweeter. It'll get brighter. It'll get better. And you'll want to climb high. While they sing, this altar's open. Come and change the eyes you've been looking through. You've been looking through eyes that tear you down. Come and change.
Come.